Hello, my name is Brian McNitt, and I am one of many Sitkins for Peace and Justice. The following is my opinion. Sitkins for Peace and Justice is sponsoring Sitka's Rally to Restore Sanity in support of a similar rally in Washington, D.C., organized by Comedy Central personalities Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. The Sitka rally will be this Saturday, October 30th, from noon to 1 at the new, very sane, roundabout. Organizers of the rally hope to line the sidewalks leading to the roundabout with reasonable people who are not represented by the loud voices screaming at us every day from the mainstream media. With only days before the election, the rally is also an opportunity for Sitkins to reaffirm their commitment to government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and to challenge the intrusion of corporate interests and money in the Alaskan and national elections. In January, the Supreme Court loosened restrictions on corporate spending in elections, allowing corporations to spend huge sums of money to attack or support candidates without having to identify themselves. The Alaska senatorial campaigns of Joe Miller and Lisa Murkowski have attracted millions of dollars from corporate interests in and outside Alaska. Civil discourse has been the major casualty of corporate interference in the electoral process. The conflict between democracy and corporations was clearly recognized by America's founding fathers. In 1812, Thomas Jefferson urged fellow patriots, I quote, "I hope we shall crush in its birth the aristocracy of our moneyed corporations, which dare already to challenge our government to a trial of strength and bid defiance to the laws of our country." For the rally on Saturday, Sitkins for Peace and Justice will provide signs with messages that promote government of the people, by the people, and for the people, rather than government for corporations. Participants are also invited to bring their own signs that demonstrate sanity and reasonableness. Jon Stewart calls rally signs, quote, "one of America's greatest inventions," and he complains that this proud tradition has become lost in a fog of Nazi comparisons, racial slurs, and embarrassingly basic misspellings. Clearly, the first step in restoring sanity to our nation is restoring sanity to our nation's rally signs. In keeping with the lighter side of the rally to restore sanity, and as a challenge to the hate and fear-mongering of the Tea Party, the rally will also feature the 8-foot-tall coffee pot that marched in the Alaska Day parade. Rally participants are encouraged to bring their own coffee mugs. Organizers hope that you will join your friends and neighbors and gather by the hundreds to show fellow Alaskans and the rest of the nation that Sitkins are sane and reasonable. For more information on the rally, contact Cindy Littman at 623-3969. This is Brian McNitt, and this is my opinion. Thank you for listening.